Hey, this is Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And we're going to talk about how to be your own boss. How to be your own boss. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I read energy to help you transcend your limitations, go to your next level, and accomplish the desire of your heart. If you have a goal, something you really, really want to do, then I would love to support you in manifesting that into form. Information on my services can be found at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Pay extra close attention to the Intuitive Coaching Package, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about Be Your Own Boss. Six years ago, I went through a period of time where everybody was showing up in my world and saying, oh, I wish I could do what you do. And at the time, I was like, if I could get $1,000 for every time I hear that, then I would make $250,000 just in that. And I get it. I get it. I would have said the same thing to me as well. Some years earlier than that. So I want to support people in being their own boss because I think it's totally possible. If it's in, if the desire's on your heart, then I think it's possible 100%. So here's some guidance on how to be your own boss. Read, learn, study, listen, do your self-work. So much of the journey of being your own boss is its own transformative experience. The way I know how to be a boss came from doing the hard work and looking at hard things. For the first 5 years of my business, I used to be up at dawn and in meditation, and then I'd fall asleep with my Kindle in my hand. I was doing the thing. I was learning the thing, expanding the thing. So I would say that is the first step. So your self-work, listen, study, pay attention. And in the process, you're going to find your own way, right? Your own way into being your own boss, but you got to look at your stuff. And then I definitely would say work on your money mindset. Your perception of money may be working okay for you when you're employed by someone, but the minute you have to become your own paycheck, things can get kind of messy. I made a profit my first full time month in business. I doubled my earnings every month that first 9 months. And that, then I hit a plateau and I had to dig in and do serious money mindset work. I'm going to another next level and I'm having to dig in and do money mindset work. And there were definitely times where I wanted to throw my hands up and say, I know this already. But I also know that if I'm not seeing the numbers I want to see, then I know there's more work to do and I'm willing to do that work. So I would say definitely invest in any money mindset course and revisit it often. I would say for a business owner, probably once every 3 months, go through that whole course program, find one that resonates with you. I now do it probably once every 3 months. Yeah, once every 3 months. I'm going through it again right now. In addition to all the other learnings that I do throughout my business, I definitely work through some type of money mindset course once every 3 months. And my go-to course, yeah, definitely once every 3 months. I went 2 years. Did not touch that course. And it showed up on my bottom line. And I look back at that those times, I'm like, why didn't I just pull the course out? why didn't I pull, I have it forever, you know, why didn't I pull it out? And I think it was just that I was going through some other things, and I didn't even consider, like, oh, this is a mindset issue. But as you start to identify what money mindset struggles you have, your default money mindset issues, it'll be easier to navigate the journey, but you'll still want to repeat your course. And again, there are a lot of them out there. I will say some are better than others. I think the OG, the first that I ever heard about was Denise Dumfield Thomas, Lucky Bitch. Her books are good too. If you don't want to buy the course, her books are great too. And then I have taken Amanda Francis's. This is my personal opinion. I prefer some other courses. But my signature is by a teacher who I don't think she's teaching anymore. I brought her up on the program a couple of months ago, and then I looked her up, and I'm like, oh, she's not teaching anymore, but she has a pretty comprehensive course. And she was also a psychologist, so there's that. I love that stuff in there too. So, but buy a course and work through it pretty regularly. You may even want to make it a habit of, you know, once a week you do a module, just to keep yourself rooted in a healthy money mindset as it relates to business. I've worked with money mindset coaches before. I find that the courses are better, in my opinion. Or if you hire a coach who does money mindset and helps you with business, that's gold too. But the courses are great. I would say everybody needs a course that's in business. My general recommendation there. And I've worked with a lot of people around money mindset, and I know even my most prosperous clients will eventually hit a block around money. Because we have a lot of limitations that we don't fully and completely acknowledge. And we have perceived ideas about things, and it can get in the way of our best efforts. We hold back. We resist. We don't do the thing we know we need to do because of money mindset issues. So I'd say definitely work on your money mindset. With that being said, there's a lot of shitty information in the world that people are calling money mindset that isn't. So pray to be led to the right resource for you. And I think there's a resource at every price point. And then my next recommendation for being your own boss is you got to learn how to sell. You got to learn how to tell people. And it's not so much, I think selling is really simple. It is just telling people. And yes, there are all these different ways that you can tell people. But I think what you have to learn around selling is consistency, deciding that you're already likable, deciding that you, in sharing, you're serving your people, that people do need what you have to offer. I think if you take insecurity into selling, that's where it gets difficult. I'm so thankful I spent 7 years working in a sales position prior to starting my business. My very, very first business was a tutoring business right out of college, and I had no sales experience. I did know that I needed to tell people, and I did go about doing that, but I didn't fully grasp the importance of the consistency of telling people. And so even I always knew I was going to be self-employed, but one of the motivating factors for me going into the workforce was to learn how to sell. And it's pretty, the basics of selling are basic. It's the internal work around selling that we have to work on, and not taking no's personally, and not finding your own unique way of selling, so you're not constantly worried about the objection. And I don't even think you need to deal with objections. Just decide you're going to sell to your line people. I want to be crystal clear here. If you want to be your own boss, then you have to get the sale. Without sales, you don't make money. Marketing is letting people know you exist. Sales is making the offer. You can do those all at the same time. I do it all at the same time. You cannot generate a livable income until you're making offers that get accepted on a consistent basis. And I'm so thankful that we have programs to help us shift our energy around money mindset, which many of them are written with the intention of supporting business owners. So there's a bit around business. But I'm so thankful that the sales process is actually pretty easy in the digital space. You know, you post, you run your ads, you put your content out. There's a lot of ways to do it. But the consistency is key, and we don't have to go door to door, right? We get to sell from our living rooms. And so if you do want to be your own boss, I say take advantage of every way that you can sell in the easiest way possible. Now, with that being said, know that it's probably going to require that you invest some money in it too, but it's an investment in your business. And then don't let your limiting beliefs, and don't let gurus that teach internet marketing to convince you that there's only one way to do it. There are lots of ways to do it. You just need to find the way that works for you, and all of them work if you believe it works. And then my next recommendation for being your own boss, I've said it around selling, I've said it even around your money mindset course, is consistency. But more than that, is figuring out how to keep yourself consistent. So I've said before, I make all different trackers. I do it something different every month. And it's just my way of staying consistent. You know, I track, you know, what for 4 months straight, I was tracking impressions on my book ads. And all it is just my way of, okay, every day I check in on my impressions. So if every day I'm checking in on my impressions, that means I've put an ad is running, right? And then staying accountable to the budget on that. And so I just document in the spreadsheet. All my marketing efforts, I keep a running tab. I have little check boxes, and I do this just by hand, and just to keep myself consistent, keep myself coming back, knowing what I feel called and led to do for the month. So it's just figuring out what works for you. And if you struggle with consistency in other areas of your life, there's a possibility it could show up in business for you, but not necessarily. You know, I find that I'm very consistent in business because I like earning money. It's really fun to me. I also like having money, and that's really fun to me. So I have to show up in my business, so that's a motivating factor that keeps me consistent, like going to work. But I also love the work that I do. Even when I was an employee, I purposely chose work that I loved doing. So it was fun to go. You know, I like doing a good job. That helps keep me consistent. Find your own way to stay consistent. Darren Hardy, the editor of Success Magazine, I don't know if that's still a thing, describes it as the compound effect. The compound effect is the principle of reaping huge rewards from a series of small, smart choices. What's most interesting about this process to me is that even though the results are massive, the steps in the moment don't feel significant. It all adds up. Everything you do adds up. That's one I would say just take that on as an affirmation. Everything I do in my business adds up. Because there can be, I will say I'm guilty of this one, there can be this kind of amnesia about all the things that you do. And so, yeah, I'd say don't start that cycle. Just decide now, hold now, that it all adds up. So learning to be consistent meant for me that I had to accept that I wasn't working in a way that produced my desired result, that then I'd have to do something differently. And usually the differently was within me. I had to do something in an opposite way. So if I was showing up kind of halfway, well, show up full. If I was hating doing a certain thing in my business, then I find a way to, I find something I do love. And this is where even I, a person who consciously chose jobs prior to going self-employed, chose jobs that I did love and that I felt I could do well. Even if I didn't know what the job was, I didn't know anything about staffing. I really kind of fell into it. But my prayer was, God, put me in places where I can do a good job. Put me in places where I love the work. I love the people I'm working around. It resonates with all parts of my being. It's aligned. Even before I knew that word, I was praying for alignment, right? And so, but when I started my business, it's like I suddenly forgot about that alignment concept. And I was doing things because I thought I had to, as opposed to doing them because it felt right and true. And I think that I'll go back to, because I start listening to people in internet land, gurus and internet marketing people tell that do it this way. And I think that's all very unhelpful. Business is basic. I just did a whole show about if you're going to start your business, whole series. And one of the things I emphasized was pay attention to fact and then pay attention to what is opinion. And there are facts about business that you want to hit. And then there are other people's opinions that can sound like fact. And when you're, if you're feeling vulnerable or you're just starting out, you can easily get swept up by somebody's opinion. And my recommendation is find the most basic business book, learn the general principles of business, and then start experimenting and finding your own way. And if something works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And you just make a different choice. So being consistent, you'll probably face having to learn how to manage your own time. You'll have to look at maybe some ways in which you might work against yourself. But as you look at it, you can make shifts, right? You can figure it out. You can try different ways. So my tip for managing time and being consistent is to just use your intuition. Check in with yourself pretty regularly. You know, I told a story a couple of shows ago about even my to-do lists are sometimes too long. But I sensed it was probably too long. And so I used my tool to get crystal clear that it was too long. And then I ditched it. I think keep your days really, really light. Like even between like my schedule and the way I set up my schedule, I have a lot. I on the back end, I put padding between all of my sessions. Now I was running them together for a couple of months, but now I'm like, no, I need padding in between. I might go over. It gives me time if I want to eat, if I want to lay down, and then I can have, I can go into my next appointment. So you'll figure out how you want to make it work. You'll figure out how you want to use your time, but be willing to figure it out and create your own little ways of being consistent, whether, you know, your way of tracking your progress, your way of tracking your income and expenses, the way of managing your time, no right or wrong way, just commit to it. And, so here's my thoughts. You can definitely be your own boss. And I think if you do want to be your own boss, I think get some support, however way in which you want to seek out that support, and make it your mission to be fully and completely self-employed. Know what you're offering, trust yourself, run your business like a nice person. Right. I think sometimes people start businesses and then they become like a very mean person to themselves. Like, don't do that. You can really create a life that is livable and sustainable being in business for yourself. clean up your consciousness, release limiting beliefs, show up. It all gets to work. And if you're open to it and you're focused, you'll get better and better and better each year. You'll shift things. You'll try things. You'll recognize, oh, that's not in alignment with my truth. You'll change things. It gets really fun. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking to be your own boss, I love to have this conversation. And I can help you. I can help you in every way possible. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It is a joy and an honor to serve you. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. Take care.